Wow, guys, check this out. A rare 1975 U.S. Carrera for sale on P-Car Market. Can they make it happen or will they screw it up as usual?
Nerd! Get those nerds!
Hey, guys, welcome to a brand new episode of the Bid Nerds, your daily nerd out on all the most interesting cars, or the most interesting car from all the automotive enthusiast auction sites. My name is John Polnick, your host, along with my partner, Michael Deeb. He's sitting in San Francisco, and I'm over here in Las Vegas. Michael Deeb, how are you today?
JP, I am good. And as I look out the window to my backyard, and I'm freezing because it's wet and rainy out here, I know that a few of you guys are thinking about coming out for the first ever San Francisco-based Cars Un Café, which will link up with the original Cars Un Café of Las Vegas. Now, should we say, what, 6 years running? Is it six years on the trot?
I think so. I think we're getting, I think maybe in April.
Can we say
our fifth year? Jeez Louise.
Fifth year. So we're into the 6 year. We're going to add San Francisco at the end of the month, the last Sunday of the month. Here in Brisbane at 350 Industrial Way, the pit stop will be our sort of host backdrop for the show. I just want to remind you guys, coming from Vegas, bring a jacket. Freeze it. I had my wipers on going to breakfast this morning. That's how cold it is here in San Francisco.
You're in your puffy jacket. I'm just sitting there looking at that going, what the hell, you know? All the cars in Las Vegas are losing water pumps and expansion tanks and stuff like that because the heat just hit us. All right. Well, look, what do we do on this channel? If you're new to the channel, we find the most interesting car from like Bring a Trailer, Cars and Bids, P-Car Market, and more. We have a conversation about the car that we think is the most interesting one of the day, and then we make a prediction as to what we think will happen with that car's auction. At the end of the show, stick around to the end, we will reconcile our poor predictions with what actually happened. So have fun with us. Play along. It's like The Price is Right, only with a really interesting car. We talk a lot about the different platforms. Before we get to the platforms and today's platform, some of the platforms can be kind of a pain in the butt. If you are looking for, say, a classic Porsche, we recommend that you go talk to our friends at Godin Classic. That's at Godin Porsche of Las Vegas. They are the original Porsche classic dealer in the country, in North America. They really know their stuff, and they're great people over there, so you can save yourself a lot of hassle from dealing with all these auction sites. There are some pitfalls, and we talk about that sometime on the show. Not always, but this is definitely the easiest way to go. Go talk to Godin Classic and see what they got over there. Today's car is a car that you might see is the type of car that you might see at Godin Classic if it were a great car. We're going to find out right now. But the platform is one that we are always a little bit hesitant about. Michael Deeb, take it away.
So, JP, what we're looking at on P-Car Market is a 1975 Porsche 911 Carrera Coupe. This is a U.S. Carrera. The U.S. Carrera is differed from the European Carreras. The European Carrera is carried over the 1973 MFI motor, the 2.7 MFI motor that made 210 horsepower. The U.S. Carrera motor's got CIS fuel injection, which was easier to work on, but that was attached to a lower compression motor that only made about 160 horsepower. And so they were kind of the lesser Carreras until recently. Suddenly, people are realizing by the production numbers, there are very few U.S. Carreras in the United States, and they are starting to go up in value. And I think the 1975 is the sweet spot to get. So if I had to choose between a 75, a 76, or a 77, I would pick the 75 because if it has a wing, it's going to come with the wing that is on this car, which is the Turbo Carrera wing. That wing is a $10,000 value just for that one part. The other thing about a 75 living here in California is this car would be smog exempt, and that would make life a whole lot easier as far as owning this car and taking the smog stuff off of it and just enjoying the car and letting it breathe, uncorking a few horsepower in the process, and really enjoying the sounds that this car will inevitably make. This car, JP, was refurbished in 2013. They did a, sounds like a pretty extensive mechanical refurbishment by rebuilding the drivetrain. The motor, the transmission, and the axles and the brakes were all done back in 2013, about 10 years ago. The car is attractive in the silver. I like the Carrera graphics. The Sugar Scoops, the nickname for the headlights, are not my favorite. I'd probably change those out, but this car has sports seats, and it's got that wing that I mentioned, JP. I really like this car. This is a nice car. Here's the thing, John. I will say U.S. Carraras are starting to bring regularly $120,000 to $130,000 and sometimes $150,000 because so many of these cars are being professionally restored. And they're being professionally restored because you used to be able to pick these cars up for $60,000 and then, you know, kind of go through the car and then retail it and make money at $125,000, $130,000, $150,000. So I wonder, this car was refurbished a while ago. The paint looks to be okay. The interior looks to be okay. There's a lot to like here, and there's not very many U.S. Carreras in the market. There's a lot of 911s and there's a lot of 911Ss. But the Carreras with the wide hip and the staggered width wheels are increasingly hard to find. And thus, the values on these cars is really starting to go up. Even if it's not a restored example, it's starting to bring serious money. So with air conditioning and a sunroof and sports seats and a manual transmission and those wide hips and that beautiful wing, this car should do well. Except it's on P Car Market. And I can't for the life of me think, if you have a car this special, and in the current secondary market, which is flooded with 911s, you have a rare 911 U.S. Carrera, an early mid-year car. Why wouldn't you bring this car to bring a trailer and really retail it? I think that this car is going to get held up when it's all said and done because it's on P Car Market, and I think that that is a tragic mistake. So, JP, I send it back to you on the platform that it's on. What do you like about the car? And then what do you think about this car's chances on a platform that it lately, as we've been watching them, they cannot get out of their own way? So, JP, I send it back to you. Tell me what you think about both the car and the platform.
Well, the car is absolutely – I mean, how often do I knock cars in Florida? That's almost like a pastime as much as knocking P Car Market. But this car, for a Florida car, actually looks – like it's pretty darn well preserved. I mean, look how clean that underside is. I'm looking to see if the thermal reactors have been removed on this thing, because that's the big thing on these cars. With a 2.7 with the magnesium block, the thermal reactors wind up holding a lot of heat in, and that's why the engines were kind of given a bad name, because a lot of them failed because of that heat was just kind of sucked up in there. And they only have one, you know, oil cooler. So I'm trying to see if this has another oil cooler, you know, maybe put to the front or something like that. This car is in Florida, so it's been around heat. And it looks like it's been restored well, and it's very clean underneath. A lot of things to, you know, I'm always worried about rust from cars when we're talking about Florida cars. So, you know, not reading deep into what's, you know, into this ad, I'd like to know if some of those things were done. But yeah, it does look like it was a clean build and done well. And, you know, it's nice to see that the air conditioning is looks like that's clean and probably operable. This is the type of car that you could might be able to drive in Las Vegas too. If it's good enough for Florida, it's certainly going to be good enough for the dry heat. But you know, even then, I mean, look, the air conditionings, even when they work, to the fullest, they're not the greatest in when it gets super hot. I'm just happy to see that it's not full of rust. So I guess, this looks to be a pretty decent car, and I'm not seeing any big unforced errors like we usually see with Porsche, with P Car Market. You know, how often do they have a major flaw in the title? They say it's the wrong thing, or literally the title doesn't match the license plate or something. I mean, there's always stupid things like that, but this car seems to be well presented. The photographs are great. They're not like artistic in any way. They're not romantic, but they, you know, they show the car completely. Doesn't look like they're trying to hide anything, and they're showing everything that you kind of want to see. I'd like to maybe watch one of these videos at some point and see what that, you know, what they say in there, if there's any more information. But generally, looks like a pretty darn nice car. I'm definitely with you, Michael Deeb. I would change out those Sugar Scoops for H4s, and this car would look fantastic.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a good looking car.
The 2.7 is a fun little engine. I think it's it's just a fast revving engine, and in this setup, it would be a lot of fun, especially if it's had those thermal reactors kind of pulled off.
Yeah, very nice car. So out of Sarasota, Florida, 90,000 miles, true mileage on Yon, U.S. Carrera, with AC and a sunroof and a turbo Carrera wing. Rebuilt drivetrain in 2013. JP, our car is sitting at $28,000 on 10 bids. But I take umbrage with P-Car Market. I think this car, because of how few I find in the secondary market right now, U.S. Carreras are really hard to find. I think this car should be on BAT, so it's got a chance to make it to 100 grand. I think on P-Car Market, it's not even going to come near that. I'm going to say $70,000, and it fails to sell and winds up in the deal tank for over $120,000. And I'm not even sure it'll make it to 70 grand. So JP, I send it back to you at that number.
Yeah. If the seller thinks they're going to get 120 grand for it, would you even bother putting it in the deal tank? I mean, at that point, if it fails to sell at 70, I think this is a great car. The person that wants one of these is a rare bird because look, they're not very well known. I mean, most of the mid-year cars are flat sides. They don't have the Carrera. This is like an SC basically with a smaller engine. And that, you know, I think the value of this car is to a collector, and the collectors aren't going to P-Car Market. So I'm with you. I'm going to say it stalls out. I think it stalls out even lower. I'll park it right under you and say 65. Cause I just don't think the people looking at P-Car Market know what the heck this is. And I think even people on BAT would have a hard time knowing what this is. So it is only a special, special person kind of understands that this thing might be worth more than that. The thing is though, I mean, even any 911 coupe should be going for $65,000-$70,000, even if it's not special. So I would think that it's going to get at least there. P-Car Market sucks, but they don't suck that bad. Do you guys think?
Don't they? I mean, that's the problem.
It's they're bad, but like, look, I mean, people are looking, you know, people are looking for Porsches are kind of looking around all over the place. They're not exclusively looking at P-Car Market, but they do get some traffic and they do sometimes get it right. And sometimes they surprise us. So I don't know, maybe this car will surprise us both. What do you guys think? Let us know in the comments below. Play along. It's like The Price is Right. Put your bid in. What do you think this car will get up to? Will it sell? Will it fail to sell? Let us know in the comments below. And heck, we'll find out right after this. Hey guys, I gotta tell you about our friends Godin Porsche of Las Vegas and Godin Classic. If you're looking for a new Porsche or a classic, you gotta call our friend Steve at Godin. Save yourself the hassle of screwing around with all the auctions like we always talk about, and just talk to Steve. He'll find you the classic Porsche you're looking for. Godin Porsche of Las Vegas. All right, we are back to the future. And the future is P-Car poo, man. P-Car just continues to screw stuff up and lie, cheat, and steal, in our opinion. Feel like this situation is a situation. Something doesn't smell right. Do we have a situation where P-Car Market just completely misrepresented something again? What the hell happened here, Michael Deep?
All right, John, on P-Car Market out of Florida, which is already, we're off to a bad start, is this 1975 Porsche 911 Carrera Coupe. So we're looking at a, you know, basic mid-year Carrera with the Carrera wing and AC and a sunroof and sports seats on P-Car Market. And I was guessing that this car would sell for like $70,000. And again, I'm betting against the platform. This is a $90,000 to $100,000 car. And you came in at $65,000, which makes sense to me. So I happened to be watching when this auction closed, and the bidding stopped at $52,000. But as many of our viewers know, with P-Car Market, it takes them typically 2 or 3 hours before they publish the result. In other words, so the bidding, the last bid when the clock stopped timing out was $52,000, but you have to wait usually 2 or 3 hours to find out if it's a sale or no sale. So at 52 grand and my modest education on the market on these cars, I'm thinking, okay, it didn't sell at $52,000. How much money is this car going to show up in the deal tank for? And so 3 or 4 hours later, I open up that auction lot to my shock and horror, this car sold for $52,000. And then you start reeling, JP. The initial reaction to me is, wait, what did I miss? Because it could not have been a legitimate Carrera that sold for 52 grand. Somebody left 50 grand, $40,000 on the table. Maybe this is just a mid-year 911 or 911S and somebody grafted on Carrera hips and I just didn't know. But everything I've read, this is a legitimate Carrera that sold for $52,000. And John, I'm looking at you. I'm looking at the audience. I cannot make sense of this thing. For 52 grand, I would have bought it myself. I'm pissed that I didn't. If it's legit, I can't prove that it's not legit, but that number doesn't make any sense. Like, I can't understand why this consignor wouldn't have brought this car. First of all, why did he even bring it to P-Car Market? And if he did, why did he agree to a reserve or a no reserve? I mean, no, it was a reserve. Like, why did he agree to a $50,000 reserve and then it made 52 grand and he sold it? Like, that, I don't understand. Help me, John. I'm getting a headache trying to figure this thing out. It doesn't make any sense. This car should have been on P-Car Market and should have brought 90 to a hundred or more $1,000. I mean, nice Carreras are $120. Like, what happened? What is going on here? And how did we miss out on this? Sometimes you just have to watch with your finger over the trigger going, there's no way this thing's going to stall out at that price, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, you mentioned, it's like, what happens in that couple of hours between the time that the auction ends and we don't see whether or not the car has sold or not? I mean, how much pressure is P-Car Market? I mean, it's just like, you know, they're sitting in their little office, they're making calls. Hey, I'm going to give you an opportunity to make an offer to make things right. Is that going to be right? Are you going to get... They love to use... it's all... We give people opportunities. We're here for opportunities. Yeah. It's like, you schleppy pieces of crap. Yeah, something ain't right here. There's... I don't know what it is. I'm looking through the comments really quick, briefly. You know, I'm seeing some questions about the pop-off valve and you know, adding, you know, some of that stuff that you can, that you kind of want to add to a CIS engine. There's no obvious thing here other than, you know, again, I wasn't even aware, frankly, that 75 had a Carrera that you could even get in the US. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering about all of that. Is it true? Is that what this was? I don't know. Don't make any sense. All I know is that this just comes right down to that whole avoid P-Car Market. I don't think someone got a deal. I think something was revealed in the back end in that 2-hour conversation. And the whole thing just seems fishy, slimy, screwy, P-Car Market-y. I just don't buy it. It'd be interesting if there were an explanation from P-Car Market, which we will not get. Unless they need to besmirch one of their customers and record a conversation, put it on.
So
the internet, which they do.
They absolutely. The mid-year cars are 74, 75, 76, mm-hmm. 77. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then 78 is the first year of the SC and the 3-liter. So we did have a US Carrera for all 4 years, and all of those cars had a green shroud over the top of the motor. The European counterparts that had the 2.7-liter MFI motor, mm-hmm. Those cars all came with a red fiberglass shroud. So as far as I can tell, everything about this is legit as a U.S. Carrera. And to me, you know, instead of smelling fish, all I can see is like, I wish I would have bought it for 50 grand. That is it's a steal. It's the best, I mean, arguably the best deal we've seen all year, but I don't trust P-Car Market. But maybe the seller just had to get rid of this car, and whoever the buyer was, man, you stepped in it. I really think you walked into 100% equity right off the bat. This is easily a $104,000 car. Easily.
Yeah, if it's... This is a car dealership, Michael. There's no way a car dealership is like sitting here going, oh, we don't know what we have. Let's put it on P-Car Market. It's Florida. It's a car dealership, and they're working with P-Car Market.
Yeah.
There's
nothing to see here. That's a good deal, man. Like, get off your high horse. That's a good deal.
Something's weird. Good luck to whoever bought this thing. And if you guys know anything about this, if you guys know the dealer or know the car, we'd sure love to get to the bottom of this story, because I think I'm with you, Dave. There's more than meets the eye. This is definitely a bad Michael Bay movie. Not believing what we're seeing. Love to hear what you guys think in the comments below. Hit the subscribe, like, and notification button if you haven't done so already. And if you stuck around this long, thank you. We love the Nerd Herd and the Nerd Nation. Michael Deeb, we are like, at the time of recording this, we are like 20 something.
Let's go.
Subscribers let's away go. From 1,000. What are we doing? Let's make this happen. All right, guys, share this video, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Get those nerds!